all glory is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who is sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Actually, sisters, at the beginning of the Arabic language, it is my honor. All praise to Allah that I am teaching the revered sisters. And it is the duty of every Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to be born Muslims. All praise to Allah. So it will be our duty to help and support and to encourage the revered sisters. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is honoring me by helping and teaching the revered sisters, I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am very happy, and actually I like it from the depths of my heart. And I am the first one getting the benefit of this class, because I am looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more time I spend with the revered sisters, I feel that this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you have double my reward. All praise to Allah. So maybe this class will be my way to the paradise. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about what is the accepted deeds in the worldly life. So for me, I am so happy. Whatever you want from me, I will try to do it for the best shape. Because again and again, I want you to know that it is the duty of every Muslim and Muslima to help and to support the revered sisters whom they leave their original religion and they come to Islam to learn about Islam, to practice Islam, to live the mercy of Islam. It is our duty, and may Allah help us and support us to be one family, because Muslims are one family. Alhamdulillah. Now this will be for the Arabic language, inshallah. At the beginning of the Arabic class, in every Arabic class, inshallah, we will have 20 to 30 minutes about Islamic education, and you can ask me the question why. Because actually you are learning Arabic language for the sake of learning the Quran, because you are Muslim. So you must learn about the religion of Islam, the knowledge which will help you to practice this religion in your worldly life. Okay? You are learning the Arabic in order to recite the Quran. So this means that you want to live the Quran as a way of life. So it is the duty of the whoever is teaching you Arabic is to teach you the Islamic education, the basic fundamental facts about Islam, so that inshallah you will be convinced while you are learning Arabic that I am so interested to recite the Quran and to follow the Quran. And actually, at the beginning, I must give you a few words about the Quran itself. Okay, so that inshallah it will be clear for your spirit the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is allowing you to learn about the Quran. Again and again, sister, this is from the experience of my life, and actually this is the days and nights of my life. The Quran is the biggest gift to the humanity. You will learn this, inshallah, when gradually you will recite the Quran from the depths of your spirit, not through your tongue and your mouth. The Quran is actually the cure and the heal for the spirit, for every illness and disease. And inshallah, gradually you will learn this, but you need time to reflect on the verses of the Quran and to live the Quran with your spirit. Our problem as Muslims is that we don't have time for the Quran. We just want to know how to recite it. Then when I recite it, okay, alhamdulillah, now I have the reward, and that's it, put the Quran aside. Then let us live the worldly life according to the rules of the worldly life. This is totally wrong. And this is the code of the confusion of the Muslims. And this is why they are far away from the mercy of the Quran. And more, the more they are far away from the mercy of the Quran, the more they are not living the reality of the Quran, the more they are lost. So the only way for the Muslim whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for him or for her that she can live the worldly life in the right way, and inshallah paradise will be her final destination, is that to come to that book of mercy with your spirit interested to learn, you know, the wisdom of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, how to live the Quran every day and every night. When you are upset, when you feel lonely, when you are confused, tell to yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave me alone. Allah sent for me the message of mercy, the Quran. Let me recite from the Quran according to your language, okay? Not from the Arabic language. You don't know Arabic, forget about the Arabic now completely. Just try to come close to the meanings of the Quran and the verses of the Quran. The more you come to the Quran, especially when you are in distress or you have a problem or you are very lonely, you will feel gradually how the Quran is sending for you a message of mercy to your spirit. Gradually you will love the Quran. Okay, this is the most important for the Muslims. Not to recite, not to learn, not to teach. No, to love the Quran. Because the Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the only power, the only will, the only mercy. If I am connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His words, inshallah, gradually you will feel how you can't live without the Quran. How you want, you know, the Quran to be your way of life because you love it first, not because of the reward. Inshallah, you will be rewarded for obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you will have, you know, the love for the Quran. It will be always in your spirit, and you can't imagine how your spirit will move from a place to a totally different place. If you love the Quran, you will be all the time living in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always send for you a message, you are not alone, I am with you. And if Allah is with you, all the power is with you, all the will is with you, all the mercy is with you. Alhamdulillah, this is the food for the spirit. Every spirit is in need of this trust in the only power, trust in the only will. When someone will come and tell me, for example, you are divorced, or you don't have a husband, or whatever, how you are living your life alone, you tell her, I am never alone. I am living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only power, the only will, the only mercy is taking care of me. What my husband can do for me, what my parents can do for me, what all the people can do for me, all the people are just handful of dust. That's it, powerless. So I don't depend on the people. I am not upset if I don't have someone in my life. If I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life, I have all the power, I have all the trust, I have all the hope. Allah is supporting me, taking care of me, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of all the affairs in the worldly life and in the hereafter. All praise to Allah, to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, how to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your spirit all the time as the source of mercy, hope and trust? Through the Quran. Because when you open the Quran, okay, you are in one connection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the other connection. It is a line between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will start the conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you open the Quran, you forget about the worldly life. And now I will be connected with the source of all the mercy in this life. And I want you to learn something about the Quran at any minute. And in every page, whenever you just open the Quran like this and you start to recite, be sure that there is a mercy in this page. If I make like this and I read, I will find mercy in this page. If I turn the Quran, I will find this is the Quran. Okay, and actually I proved this to the sisters in many classes. Okay, and this is why, alhamdulillah, the Quran is the biggest gift from Allah to the humanity. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I want you through these classes to learn how to love the Quran. Because if you love the Quran, alhamdulillah, this means that you start to live your life according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your spirit, alhamdulillah, will be always healthy. You will be always a balanced human being. Even if you have all the problems of the life, all praise to Allah, you are never alone. You have the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you. And alhamdulillah, your spirit will be always full of hope and inshallah full of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to give you just words, inshallah, with time you will have the proof from these classes, inshallah. So this is number one about the Quran and the importance of the Quran. I want you, sisters, while we are starting the Arabic language, all praise to Allah, you are learning the Quran, the Arabic, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to start these classes by teaching you something very important in Islam, which is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actions are but by intention. This is the most important hadith, hadith number one regarding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that any action or any deed or any saying, for any deed or any saying, you must have an intention. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is judging us according to our intentions. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, if I am coming now to teach that class, Arabic and Islamic studies, for the reverse sisters, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is my intention only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, will accept that deed from me and He will reward me for it. Alhamdulillah. And I want to clarify to you, the reward of Allah is not only in the hereafter. The reward of Allah is in this worldly life and in the hereafter. Okay, so if my intention is that I am coming for the sake of Allah, this means that I deserve the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I am coming, for example, to show off or to make a name, or because I don't have anything at home and I want to come to spend some time with the sisters, or to collect money, or whatever, other than the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that my deed is not accepted. So if I teach you years and years, okay, still my deed is not accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Islam, you must have intention for every saying and every deed. When I see Sister Nora and I didn't see her for a long time, and I tell to myself, Mona, you must say to Sister Nora that you miss her and you were looking to see her. My intention is that I like Sister Nora and I want her to feel that, you know, alhamdulillah. This is my intention. Allah will reward me because I want one of the sisters to feel that, alhamdulillah, sisters are one unit and we love each other for the sake of Allah. But if I want to tell her, MashaAllah, Sister Noura, you look very good today, MashaAllah, can you buy for me some clothes because I don't have money, and inshallah one day I will give you, but you look very beautiful, you look very excellent, okay? Then she will be happy with this worth and she will buy for me whatever I like. I will not have the reward for my saying, because it was not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second important point, which is very important and most of the Muslims are not aware of it, is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows the intentions. Even the angels here, the right and the left, they write the deed. They will write, Mona come to ISCGH center on Saturday and she stayed 2 hours teaching Arabic and Quran. Good deed for Mona. But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows Mona's intention. Allah will remove all the years of the teaching of Mona. In spite of the fact, the angels wrote them as a good deed. Mona is under the impression that she's doing a good deed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never accept any deed except when it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important rule in Islam. Only Allah, for the sake of Allah, I work for Allah, I want to please Allah, my reward is from Allah. Why? Because Allah is the only power and the only will and the only mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, will send me to the paradise, and inshallah all of us and all the Muslims. Okay, so now I want you to learn, this is the most important first rule in Islam, is that actions are but by intention. If you are coming to the masjid, tell to yourself, now I am coming to the masjid for the sake of learning the Arabic language and the Quran, for the sake of having knowledge about my religion. Oh Allah, I am looking for you to accept my deed. It is only for your sake. Okay? If you want to eat, when you eat, you again have the intention, I am eating for the sake of having good health so that I can practice my religion for the sake of Allah. So when you eat, it will be counted for you as an act of worship. When you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when you sleep, before sleeping, you tell again the intention, oh Allah, now I will sleep because I need rest so that inshallah tomorrow I will pray Fajr prayer and I will be in a good shape and having good health so that I can practice my religion. The 8 hours which you sleep are counted for you acts of worship. So when you wake up in the morning, until next day in the morning, all the day and night will be accounted for you as acts of worship if you have the real, sincere intention. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of everything. You can't deceive life, but you can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. True believers are never deceivers. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, so now sisters, I want you to learn this. Actions are but by intentions, and I want you from today to have the intention when you will do wudu. You have, I am doing the wudu now, washing for prayer, alhamdulillah, for the sake. While you are doing the wudu, you have the intention. Before praying, when you stand for praying, oh Allah, I will pray now for the sake of obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you talk to your husband, I am treating my husband, I am living my husband, I am obeying my husband as an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because all my deeds are for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go to your work, you did your work, or you do your work in the best shape, not because you want, you know, the head of the work to be happy with you or to have, you know, the best grades. No, for the sake of Allah, we Muslims are commanded to do our work in the best shape. Allah said in the Quran, وَقُلْ أَعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah said, oh Muhammad, you have to do your work in the best shape. Any deed, you have to do it in the best shape, because Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the believers, they will all know about your work, this or whatever deeds, this will be on the day of judgment, inshallah. So, number one, as a Muslimah, alhamdulillah, true believers, okay, you must have the intention for every deed, and your intention must be for the sake of Allah. Again, sister, this can be very easy for you when you believe that the only power is Allah and the only will is Allah. So why I will do my deed for the sake of the human being? So long human beings are powerless, and we believe that we believe in the oneness of Allah. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the owner of everything. Allah knows everything. Allah knows the unseen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of all the affairs. Everything is up to the word be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So I am living with the be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding human beings, they are happy with me, they are not happy with me, they like me, they don't like me, they understand me, they don't understand me. I have with them the good manners of the Quran. Because the Quran is teaching us Muslims to have the good manners with everyone. Muslims or non-Muslims, happy with me, not happy with me, none of my business. I am reporting my deeds and my sayings only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want you to have this fact clear in your mind and clear in your spirit, that I must have intention for every deed and everything, and my intention must be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to forget about how people are treating me, because I am reporting my deeds only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to live my life worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that inshallah I will be always having the hope and the trust that Allah is with me. Allah is pleased with me. Allah will take care of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make everything easy for me. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many verses in the Quran, whoever, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْدُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make for him an outlet from every difficulty. How? I am not supposed to know how, because Allah is the Lord. I am just a slave. I don't have knowledge. I don't have power. He has the knowledge. He has the power. He promised that so long the slaves are obeying his commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, He will make for you an outlet from every difficulty. And وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whoever fear Allah, Allah will make for him an ease in his affairs. You will be sometimes living very difficult problem because life is a test, but out of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make a light in your spirit. The hope is very close. The mercy is very close. You are not alone. So you will be living a feeling of ease in spite of the fact that the problem looks very big. So the people around you will tell you, how come you look relaxed and you are praying in a very good shape, and alhamdulillah, you look that you have peace in your spirit in spite of the fact you have this very big problem. You tell her, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, Allah promised us in the Quran that if I obey Him and I fear Him, He will make for me an outlet. He will make all my efforts easy, and alhamdulillah, I am living this. My dearest sisters, from my life, alhamdulillah, I am living with the Quran, alhamdulillah, as my way of life. All praise to Allah, the best gift in my life. I was a pediatrician and I was a neonatologist, alhamdulillah, and I finished my residency program in neonatology, alhamdulillah, but I didn't, after the residency, I worked only 2 or 3 years. Then it was the decree of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for me His mercy, sent for me the Quran. Then alhamdulillah, I am living with the Quran. I am telling you this not only because I am mentioning for you the verses of the Quran. This is the reality which I lived over the last 20 years. None is having problems. All of us are having problems. All of us are having difficulties because this is the nature of the worldly life. Life is a test, but all praise to Allah. So long you have the intention to obey Allah and to live according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always send for you this message. Okay, I am with you, I am supporting you, everything will be alright, don't worry, inshallah, you know, all the affairs will be turned to the best for you. And alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. It happens to me in many, many, many situations. Inshallah, I will mention to you some of the stories about this so that you have the full proof that you only have to do one thing. Believe in the oneness of Allah. Be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in this life and in the hereafter. Have the Quran as the best companion in your life, more than your husband, more than your kids, more than anyone. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, whenever I have any big problem in my life, then my youngest daughter will come and tell me, I want to sit with you to tell you, don't worry, or whatever. Or whenever I have health problem, alhamdulillah, nowadays I always have health problem, she will tell you, want me to sit with you, or my husband. I tell them, no, give me the Quran. Leave me in one room for half an hour. Then after I recite the Quran, Allah will send for me the message which my spirit is in need of. The spirits is in need of the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is the only power. My youngest daughter, what she can do? She can't do anything. She will give me some good feelings. Okay, I am thankful to her. But still, she will not send for me the message which my spirit is looking for. My spirit is looking for a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want you, inshallah, from today we are starting the Arabic language. I want you, inshallah, to promise Allah for your own sake. Again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any good deed or bad deed from anyone. And so I want you to promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala two promises as the start of the class. First, sisters, is that I want you to start reading the Quran every day in English. Okay, whatever pages you can, 1 page, 2 pages, 3 pages, up to your time, up to, you know, how you can tolerate. But you must have the Quran to start becoming close to the Quran, close to the meaning of the Quran. Okay, actually, inshallah, by time you will feel a lot of mercy and peace in your spirit, inshallah. This is number one. Number two, I want don't you add reverse sisters, inshallah, maybe you don't know this knowledge, that every second and every minute you spend it with the Quran, with the Arabic language, with anything related to this, this is actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, you will be rewarded double for all your deeds, okay? So when you learn Arabic, consider yourself doing an act of worship. Okay, because there are some sisters, they are under the impression acts of worship when I only recite the Quran. But when I learn Arabic, it is not an act of worship. Okay, no. If you spend half an hour to write the Arabic and to revise the class and to try to learn, okay, this is an act of worship also. Okay, so always try to have time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your daily schedule. Okay, because this will be the time for your spirit to relax and to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, from today when we will start the one-way connectors, I want you not to study the Arabic. For example, we have the class on Saturday, to study it on Saturday and then to study it on Friday or Saturday in the morning. Okay, this is not the way to learn the Arabic. I want you to give 15 minutes, very short time, okay, but every day. Okay, any language, if you want to learn it, you must, you know, practice it every day. Okay, so inshallah, try. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the best deed in the sight of Allah is the continuous, even if it is little. Okay, the most important in Islam is the continuity. So I want you to give to Allah half an hour or 15 minutes or whatever. Okay, inshallah, not less than half an hour every day. You recite one or two pages of the Quran, whatever, then you do your homework, Arabic homework. Be sure that inshallah, when you start this schedule with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, you will feel the mercy in your worldly affairs. And I want you to remember this promise today, the 3rd of October 2009. Inshallah, let us revise it inshallah by February or March 2010 inshallah, to feel that whatever we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah, with the source of the mercy in our life inshallah.